Blackstone Publishing presents The Dark Tower and Other Stories by C.S. Lewis, edited by Walter Hooper. This book is read by Simon Vance. Preface. C.S. Lewis died on the 22nd of November, 1963. In January 1964, I went to stay with Dr. and Mrs. Austin Farrer at Keble College, while Lewis's brother, Major W.H. Lewis, began clearing out the kilns, the family home, preparatory to moving into a smaller house, where I was later to join him. The Lewis brothers felt little of that veneration for manuscripts so typical of many of us, and Major Lewis, after setting aside those papers which had a special significance for him, began disposing of the others. Thus it was that a great many things which I was never able to identify found their way onto a bonfire, which burned steadily for 3 days. Happily, however, the Lewis's gardener, Fred Paxford, knew that I had the highest regard for anything in the master's hand, and when he was given a great quantity of C.S. Lewis's notebooks and papers to lay on the flames, he urged the major to delay, till I should have a chance to see them. By what seems more than coincidence, I appeared at the kilns that very day, and learned that unless I carried the papers away with me that afternoon, they would indeed be destroyed. There were so many that it took all my strength and energy to carry them back to Keble College. That evening, while glancing through them, I came across a manuscript which excited me very much. Yellow with age, but still perfectly legible, it opened with the words, "Of course," said Orpheu, "the sort of time-travelling you read about in books, time-travelling in the body, is absolutely impossible." A few lines down the page I came across the name of Ransom, whom, it said, had been the hero or victim of one of the strangest adventures that had ever befallen a mortal man. I knew I was reading part of another of Lewis's interplanetary novels, The Dark Tower, as I have called it, which is published here for the first time. Those already familiar with Lewis's interplanetary trilogy, Out of the Silent Planet, 1938, Perelandra, 1943, and That Hideous Strength, 1945, will recall that the first of these novels ends with a letter from the fictional Dr. Elwin Ransom of Cambridge to his friend C.S. Lewis, himself a minor character in the stories. After remarking that his enemy, Weston, had shut the door to space travel through the heavens, he ends his letter and the book with a statement that the way to the planets lies through the past, and that if there is to be any more space travel...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?